Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Honk, honk, I'm moist is a great bumper sticker. That's exactly right.
So yeah.
Somebody emails that. Say Todd and Tyler on there somewhere and say honk, honk, I'm moist.
That would be good, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Cheaper than t-shirts.
According to Katie, women don't like the word thick.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't mean it bad.
No.
Yeah,
but you can't say it. You
just
can't
a little
say
thick.
It.
Just
yeah.
Like when you said Rubenesque.
Rubenesque is they don't like that. They didn't like that term yeah. then. I don't think they still. You know.
How about sturdy? They like sturdy.
You use sturdy a lot.
You got that sturdy
yeah.
base.
Yeah.
I mostly refer to that when you see like a European
a linebacker,
European
okay.
women.
Oh yeah, an athlete.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sturdy.
Sturdy.
Okay.
East German.
She's a sturdy girl.
Well, once in a while. One of those teachers is banging a student. There's a sturdy.
Sometimes they're sturdy. You've said that about them. I don't think they like that. I don't think they like that term.
No, but I think it's a very descriptive yeah. term.
All right, ladies. I know we're not all catches. Relax. Just yell at us.
Right. Yeah. Just
hope,
be confident.
Hope
just
you're having
just be confident. That's right.
Yeah, just be
confident. Confident.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a great
yeah.
point.
You got
be
it.
Confident.
You
carry
got
that sturdy ass.
We love you. Yeah.
We do love you.
Be all stable and sturdy and confident in your base. From the Craig Evans News Network, start with a game of Who's Deader? We haven't played this
one
in a while.
We haven't played Who's Deader in a long time.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, thanks,
that.
Craig. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
I had both these names. I didn't have them together, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
On this day, some time ago, we lost Ray Nitschke. Died at 61 of badass disease.
Ray Nitschke, right?
Yeah,
Nitschke.
Ray Nitschke.
He was only 61?
61, he had a heart attack,
okay.
yeah.
Of
yep.
the Green
oh, yeah,
Bay
he
Packers.
Ate, he yeah. ate pure cheese, you yeah. know, he did, yeah.
He ate beer bottles.
Yeah, how long, oh, you didn't tell me how long he's dead. Ray Nitschke, 61, he played in the 60s.
He had a steady diet of, 20, like, Leinenkugel bottles.
Yes. And then also on this day a while ago,
okay,
we lost Joe DiMaggio, former Yankee star. He died, of course, of Joe DiMaggio disease.
DiMaggio's deader. Yeah.
That was lung cancer.
I'm going to say Nitschke is deader.
DiMaggio's deader.
Well, DiMaggio died at 84. Nitschke died at 61. I'll just give you that information, if that helps.
They're also different eras. So I'll just
yeah.
Yeah. Todd might be right, but I'll just stick my original guess.
Ray That's Nitschke, it. Deader.
He's deader, okay.
1998, Joe D, 1999.
Whoa. Oh. Who's deader? Only a year apart. That's a tough one. Yeah, I forgot how old that DiMaggio lived.
Yeah,
I know he lived for a long time, but I was just—I had in my brain. I figured out how old actually Nitschke was when he died.
Yeah, they seem like the same era, but they're not.
They're not
at all. Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah. Good news for those with a lot of money out in California. Rams and Clippers seats go on sale next week at their new $2.6 billion Hollywood Park Stadium.
Now, what are the licensing fees?
Yeah, those, these
the
are
seat license.
Yeah,
and this
kinda,
is two seasons from opening.
Yeah. 2020. Yeah, they won't open
wow.
up, but they're trying to get ahead of the curve. And remember, they're funding some of this $2.6 billion stadium
mm-hmm.
with the money they're going to get from these personal seat licenses
right.
or whatever.
So it's going to cost some money.
Has
it's
construction
cost a lot of money.
Even begun?
I don't
on
know
the
if
stadium.
They've pulled ground
so.
On there or not.
I would
think
it
so.
Would have to be
for something that big. Yeah,
yeah. It's a complex. It's not just a stadium.
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
there's practice facilities, there's apartments, there's a mall, they said. It's everything. You know?
Yeah, it's just like its own city.
Right.
There's going to be 500, what they call, all-access season passes for both Rams and Clippers fans.
Oh, my
fans.
God. Oh, you can get season tickets for both teams?
Yes.
Pick a
of
team.
Of course. Well, I mean, they have to
no.
put prices out there for either team.
Oh, okay, got it. You know, I thought you meant you could buy one and get you in for either seat.
No.
God,
no,
that would cost
no,
maybe
no,
a fortune.
No.
All right.
No. Yeah, it would cost a fortune. No. The Rams, the premier tickets and personal seat license for the Rams is $100,000. That's outside the cost of whatever the tickets
will end
up costing.
How many seats?
That's one. That's one license. There's 500 all-access tickets or personal seat licenses for each team. Rams get 500. The Clippers get 500.
And that's
$100,000 to buy the right to buy the season ticket.
And that's
for the Rams.
And that's 50-yard line.
Those are great. Yeah,
they got to be the best seats.
They're great seats. Right. Yeah, they're great seats with a lot of
lower
perks.
Lower bowl, 50 yard. It's still a lot of perks too.
Do you have the option, say, at the Meadowlands? You could get both Jets and Giants season tickets if you wanted.
If you got the money, sure, I doubt they have a package deal or anything like that.
The Meadowlands.
But so
that's asinine. $100,000
for the Rams, $75,000 for the Clippers.
Giants.
MetLife.
Yeah. MetLife, whatever.
Yeah.
And they go on down. The lowest personal seat license for each one is still over $10,000.
Now, we're going to confuse people. It's the Chargers here. Let's go, in this situation, let's call them the Chargers.
No.
The Clippers are not playing in the same place the Rams are. It's a long court, but what the hell?
The kind of interesting thing about this money to me.
You're going to dribble 80 yards to take a three-pointer.
Man, it's a long shot. The interesting thing is that this money that if you buy a Rams personal seat license, you get the all access tickets. You still got to buy your season tickets, as I mentioned. But that $100,000 you put towards your personal seat license goes tax free to the team because they're going to pay you back every penny of that in 50 years. So 50 years, it's no interest loan, pretty much.
But 50 years, you're going to be dead.
You are.
Does your family get it? Can you pass your tickets only?
Presumably.
All right.
Yeah, the estate.
You gotta be, I don't know. You got
that's a lot. Maybe
that's
money,
a lot
man.
Of money, man. That's just too much money. That's one seat. You want at least
that's
two.
One.
You
think?
Want two. You ain't gonna sit by yourself.
Oh, that's 200 large plus the price of the tickets yet.
And you're a big Rams fan. Your son ends up being a Chargers fan. Oh, great. No. Great. Yeah. Great son.
Chargers or Clippers are cheaper, so that's good. A guy who could easily afford that, though, former number one overall pick, Peyton Manning. 20 years ago, he signed a deal that paid him about $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
SportingNews.com is reporting that ESPN and Fox right now are in battles preparing to pay him up to $10 million per year on Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football.
And not get hit, huh?
Plus, he's got all that money where he just cashed in the Papa John's.
Yeah, sold his 31 franchises. So Gruden was making 3.5 is what's been reported to do Monday Night Football, and Manning
10.
They're saying is going to get 10.
But nobody's
either way.
Watching football anymore.
No.
Nobody's watching NFL.
Why would they invest that much money?
Those guys are kneeling, and we hate that. It's never coming back.
No, the NFL must be stupid.
It's never coming
stupid
back.
Businessmen it's paying never. All this money for something nobody watches.
Those broadcasters.
It's never coming back.
No. And when you think about it, though, we don't know if Peyton Manning is actually even interested in the job. The Fox job would probably seem a little more to like him because it'd be Thursday nights. He could spend the weekends at home and then could go be a part of playoff coverage, whereas if he does Monday nights, he'd probably have to be gone all weekend.
Maybe he doesn't want the weekends at home.
There could be that, too. See, there could be that, too.
Yeah. He's out there looking for a Rubenesque lady.
Or Kenny Chesney.
Or Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, he's more into the small guys, I think.
slight man.
He likes a guy he can dominate.
Right. Well, who doesn't?
Today in Le'Veon Bell news, really sounds like a team player. He was asked by the Pittsburgh Tribune Review if, you know, last year he said he'd sit out. He would just admit, I'm not going to play. Well, he said, look, I'll play. I'll be there week one, but I'm not doing anything else. Anything else that they say I need to do, I don't have to do because of the terms of this franchise deal, so I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to miss a game because I want the best stats my career could ever have.
Yeah, but here's the deal. What's crap about that was he had a slow start last year because he didn't go to camp.
Yeah. Right. Wasn't around.
Right.
Saying that right there, I'm concerned with my stats. Just that says everything.
Yeah. He's not a team player.
Yeah, the quote, I want to have the best statistical career that I possibly can.
Because, you know why? Because he wants to cash in next year, but he's just another year older then, too. Come on.
That's all right. That's right.
Well, I think most guys
win
think
a freaking Super Bowl.
You don't say that. You say, I just want to help the team.
Right. Yeah, I just want to do the best I can and win
the
Super Bowl.
I'm here to win championships.
Yeah. I want to win a Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl champs defense, in theory, got a lot better, and they didn't lose anybody. They made a trade for Seattle Pro Bowl defensive end Michael Bennett. That's how it works in the NFL. They gave up a couple draft picks, and Michael Bennett's happy to go play for a winner.
Seahawks are having a fire sale.
Big time, yeah. Richard Sherman reportedly is telling teammates goodbye. Now
to the Pats? That's a story.
Makes sense. Either him or Aqib Talib are probably going to the Patriots.
I saw they're shopping Earl Thomas, too.
They're
letting everybody go.
Shopping Earl.
Yeah, I wanted to take a picture at the gym the other day.
Earl?
There was a guy there that looked like Pete Carroll. Just to announce that I was working out with Pete Carroll.
Nice.
Yeah.
George Cantor there?
Yeah, George Cantor. Yeah.
No kidding. Spitting image. And I'd like read this and I kind of had to shudder a little bit. And Donkey Kong Sue is 31 years old now.
That's surprising.
You're like, well, yeah. Golly, geez. And reportedly, remember, he signed this huge deal with the Dolphins. Yeah,
he did not want to win a championship.
No,
he went for money.
He wanted millions and millions of guaranteed dollars.
He had a better shot of winning a championship with the Lions if they had a better team. You know, still do.
He's just not the it's not the kind of player where really the stats really
double team.
He affects the game plan more than he affects the stat box.
Right.
But the Dolphins may just outright release him.
Really?
They're so far under the they're so far over the cap. They're in the hole.
Bring him back as a defensive line coach with Frost.
Might be his
and
next
have
move.
A Sue warning. A tsunami warning.
Tsunami.
And we'll win every game with Frost and Sue. Frost is a good coach. Wish him well.
Yeah, for sure.
Relax, people. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
You are freaking crazy.
Ndamukong Suh's presence.
My dad was here 3 days, read the paper 3 days, and goes, you guys are crazy. I said, don't blame me, Dad. Yeah. Don't blame me. Yes, they are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like Steeler news back home for him, no problem.
Yeah, actually, not in my home paper.
Because
it's everybody.
Eagles
it's
and
everybody.
I got you. Yeah.
And they also have, God forbid, they have a writer that doesn't like certain teams.
Yeah.
They have a writer that speaks against home teams.
It's easier to do in the NFL.
Oh, yes, it is.
I'm familiar with that guy. And
he hated Penn State, too. There was there's a guy that hated Penn State that wrote all the time for my home paper.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, he would write negative things
about Penn State,
about the college football team.
Right. Hmm. There are places that do that. I realize a lot of states, but you know, we live in one. Because since there's only one school, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody's got to get behind the one school. Right. But if there's more than one school, then you can talk negatively about all of them if you want.
Yeah. It's always kind of weird to pick on college kids. You know what I mean?
Well, like,
but the administration and coaches and stuff is fair game.
Yeah, they don't actually pick on kids. They pick on the administration and fans. Fans are the easiest thing to pick on.
Yes.
Because they're grown men and they're stupid of all sorts.
Because they're annoying.
Right. Yes.
We mentioned Jay Cutler the other day, who was a Dolphin last year for $11 million, came out of retirement. Apparently he lived in a hotel all of last season, still undecided on this year, but I doubt they're going to pay out for him. He sucked anyways. No.
Nice hotel or one of those extended stay ones?
I'm guessing pretty decent one for $11 million he made last year.
Some roadhouse place, you know. Car parked right in front of the front door.
Yeah.
One of those
deals. Get a month-to-month on like
ground
a
level.
Studio?
Ground level, there's his car right out in front of the door. Yeah. Smoked a cigarette out in front of the
bunch of vanilla aromas in the bathroom.
Exactly.
I still don't get guys who make $11 million and live in a hotel.
These are nice hotels.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's
buy yourself a nice loft or something.
Like I said, just, maybe just rent a cheap apartment, you know?
Or maybe
that's kind of what he did. Some of these hotels in Miami.
There's a lot of celebrities that have a lot of money.
We're talking about Miami.
Right.
We're talking about Miami.
These are nice hotels.
Yeah, true. And maybe you like somebody bringing your room service and turning your bed down.
I'd live in a hotel in Miami with that kind of money.
Hell yeah. Why not?
I guess
this is a hotel. Yeah, you're thinking of.
I can see the appeal.
This is a huge glass balcony overlooking the ocean. That's probably where he lived, right?
Yeah. Right on South Beach.
Right,
probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not the roadside motor hotel.
No. It's not even like a Hilton. Not even a Hilton three blocks back.
There's no sign that says free HBO.
No.
Yeah, you don't open up the door and there's your car.
No.
Right. You walk out to the parking lot. Door opens to the parking lot.
Right.
Not one of those.
No. This is funny to think of with all the coaches that the Browns have been through the last, forever, really, since Marty Schottenheimer. But at the combine in Indianapolis, Adam Schefter caught wind of they threw a fired Browns coaches party. A bunch of guys who had been fired by the Browns decided to get together at, ironically, a Rock Bottom restaurant, which is also funny.
Yeah.
Which led to the other jokes like, geez, you'd need a reception hall if you were doing former Browns starting quarterback party.
Yes, you would. You would.
That's a chain? The Rock Bottom?
Rock Bottom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen that.
I
think there's one in Denver.
Yeah.
I think there's one in the Denver airport.
There used to be one here in town.
Yeah, there was one here. Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah.
Phoenix, I think, has a Rock Bottom, too. The Phoenix
Where
airport.
Where was a Rock Bottom here?
It was downtown.
Yeah, I remember that place, yeah.
If I remember correctly, it was a place where there was a couple of booths up front where they actually had tap handles at the
Greg,
table.
A friend of mine runs that. Greg actually owns those. It's not something else. You're right. Yeah, I know exactly. I was at Rock Bottom a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two stories of the weekend will be basketball and golf. Strike that, Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. We'll start with golf. They're in the Tampa area. Actually, of course, I played. So green grass, short sleeves.
Yeah.
The hilly part of Florida. It's the best field this tournament's had. Rory be there. Sergio, Jordan Spieth. Tiger not favored. He'll be on the course this afternoon.
All right.
Yeah, I want to play that golf course. That's a nice
little
golf course.
Yeah, it was great. They got four on site, and they're all fantastic.
Yeah, you told me it was not like typical flat Florida golf.
No, not at all.
There's terrain to that course.
For sure. I think you're in the Carolinas or something. Not that I've been to the Carolinas. But. And then from the NCAA is not a business file. NCAA reported more than $1 billion in revenue over the 2016-17 school year. This is a record for them, $1.06 billion in revenue. Majority of that, three quarters of that, comes from March Madness, this tournament coming up here.
Yeah. Well, yep. Now they want, I'm talking about letting kids go to the NBA out of high school, but if they decide to go to college, they got to stay 2 years. The heck?
That don't make any sense.
And they're also saying, well, can a guy say he's going to the NBA, not make it, and go back to college, which he should be allowed to?
If he doesn't hire an agent.
Well, no, even if he hires an agent, he should be allowed to go back and play college if he doesn't make the damn team, you know? They're not going to do that.
No.
That means he got money.
Right. Right.
Such a joke.
Yeah, it's such a mess.
Yeah.
And they don't even deal with it. College hockey, college baseball. They don't have to worry about it. Because, first of all, they're not moneymakers like college basketball
is. Right.
Well, they can start with if somebody wants to transfer, not making them set out a year.
Especially if the coach quits.
Right.
I think they get a waiver on that. When a coach quits,
they're trying to get that.
I think they can transfer right out.
I don't know. They're trying to get
I think regardless of the situation, you should be allowed to transfer. Because a coach can up and quit.
In a heartbeat. And go to a school right across the street.
They do it in mid-season sometimes.
Right. You bet. NCAA, not a business. So remember that.
Well, that's why I like them.
But the coaches are white guys.
They play NCAA, does it for the love of the game.
That's right. Coaches are white professionals, Todd. Right. Remember that.
That's right.
These are black kids. That's exactly why.
NCAA is not a business, too. But watch all the multi-millions of dollars the NCAA spends on these marketing commercials they'll have throughout the tournament about swimmers and field hockey players and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Division III NCAA field hockey championships.
And 80,000 of us will be going pro in something other than sports.
You're working at Enterprise.
Right there.
Yeah.
We'll Enterprise. Pick you up.
They're working at Enterprise.
That's right.
Hong Kong come moist.
Where did we read that? A lot of college athletes end up working for...
Well, that's their commercial.
They have a commercial.
That's their commercial.
Oh, it is.
That is their commercial.
They hold up a little ball or sign of what they did. Probably,
Not good enough for the NBA? Come to Enterprise.
We'll get a cubicle for you. And you're renting cars. Fine profession, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but,
hell yeah.
Hang on.
You got to play college lacrosse first, then they'll hire you.
Our old buddy Beastmaster.
Gentlemen.
Hey, buddy. What's up, man?
Hey. Honest question here.
Sure.
I know nothing about the actual entity that is the NCAA.
Right.
You said it's not a business, made $1.5 billion. Where does that money go? What do they do with it?
That's a great question.
Well, a lot of it they pay.
Where does the NCAA money go? Because that doesn't include what the
I think it goes to a lot of salaries to guys in the NCAA.
It can't be all that.
Building.
Unreported, Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA who said the NCAA is not a business, gets some of that. But half of it goes to payouts to schools across all the divisions. So like your NCAA Division 1, 2, and 3.
They all get money.
All the member institutions get a big cut of that. Then they had a couple other big chunk payouts based on some lawsuits and some other things they're trying to be proactive about.
Hey, Beast, life good?
Life's good.
Good, man. Good to hear from you, brother. Yeah. Take care of yourself.
See ya.
See you, bud. Old producer of ours.
Yeah. A lot of executives at the NCAA make pretty good money.
For sure. To protect student athletes.
So that's where some of that money goes.
Yes. Some warm thoughts, some baseball news. This is sad news, though, out of Kansas City Royals spring training camp, according to New York Daily News.
Is Nick listening? you're a Royal fan, but so is Nick. Nick's also a Chief fan, so...
Yeah, that's too bad for him. That's his choice, though.
That's his choice. Yeah.
this is sad news about the Royals, though. The team hosted a seminar with the anti-pornography group Fight the New Drug. This is a group that works against pornography addiction, and they put a message on Instagram noting the Royals are the first Major League Baseball team to actively take a stand against porn, and we're inspired that they're stepping to the plate.
Oh, come on.
Is that a mandatory meeting? Seriously.
Yeah.
Who's going to show up for that?
And how big a problem is the porn addiction among NFL players?
Major League Baseball players, NFL players, NHL players, who knows?
Masturbating to porn is not an addiction. It's just something you do.
It's something you do. Remember Dayton's
to an end.
The general manager brought it up last year when their pitcher got in trouble for a DUI. It was a press conference kind of about the state of the team and then what's going to happen to Danny Duffy. And all of a sudden he just said, when we talk about the challenges of porn inside these walls.
Right. These sugar walls. Okay. We talk about the challenge of pouring inside these sugar walls. One of our some guys just followed us on Twitter yesterday, and I love when people list what they're fans of every sport, and when they're just all over the board, it's just crazy. You know, I understand people don't live in a certain city where you like everybody from that team, so I get it. But this guy, he likes the Huskers, the Packers, the Cubs, the Celtics. I'm thinking, man, that's a crazy foursome.
That's
right.
Fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what is USMNT?
United States Men's National Team Soccer.
That's his other team. So he likes all those.
Good. Like who you like.
I don't know, though, man. Packers and Cubs? That's just front-run crap right there. It really is. Sorry, Paul. Thanks for listening.
Now, this story out of
Springfield. You're a Cubs fan, you like the Bears. You're a Packer fan, you like the Brewers.
In theory.
Shut up.
In theory, unless you're not from there. I know.
He's obviously not. He's from here.
You just like who you like.
Thank you for listening.
But you got Pirates.
That's the most crazy one. I've seen crazier.
It's pretty spread out.
You're Pirates and Celtics.
I was a Celtic fan in the early 60s, mid-60s, excuse me. Pirates did not have a team. Pittsburgh didn't have a team.
Sixers? Not the Sixers?
Not the Sixers, no.
Didn't Pittsburgh have a basketball
team?
The
Condors, but I don't remember them at all.
Condors of the American Basketball Association?
And the Pipers,
that's
too.
That's who Will Ferrell played for,
Will Ferrell played for the Condors.
No, he played
for the Tropics.
Yeah, the Thunder. Or Tropics.
Yeah, the Flint Tropics.
Tropics.
Which is the best name. Because it had a
palm trees in Flint.
In Flint, Michigan, right. No, people, I understand that. I mean, like Petey. Petey's a Bronco fan, but a Royals fan, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, growing up in this particular part of the country,
you pick and choose.
You're kind of a free agent when it comes to NFL.
Oh, you are. You are.
There's not really a home team.
No, you're right. You're right.
No, but all mine were geographically chosen for me.
Yeah.
You know, if I go for a baseball team, it'll be the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vikings, and you know, because I went to Arizona State.
That's right. You went to Arizona State.
For a little while, I'm an Arizona State fan.
That's right.
Well, you do have that weird Predators fandom.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
You're Preds.
Not geographically located.
But it's not so much Predators as whoever plays the Penguins.
In the Stanley Cup Finals.
In the Stanley Cup Finals.
Wait, what? You were bandwagoning on that?
I can't believe you're bandwagoning Pred fan that year.
Oh, yeah.
Pred fans are going to shun you.
I thought you were tried and true, man.
That's a good bit.
Nope. And if the Penguins make it to the Stanley Cup,
They're not going to this year.
I'm going the other way.
No.
No. We'll find out.
No, somebody will find out.
Well, they'll make it to the playoffs.
No, I don't know about that. I don't know what they are this year.
Because everybody makes it to the playoffs
pretty
in the
much,
NHL.
Right. Yeah.
So.
It's like high school girls basketball, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not make it past the first round, so I'll jump on the bandwagon
of
whoever's playing
of the
Penguins in the first round. The Penguins opponent in the
first
round.
You're a Pred fan. Stick with it.
Is my team.
I think you have a team now.
This one's funny to me to wrap up. The Cubs at their spring training camp. Infielder Tommy La Stella, apparently. I can't find a good picture of this. There's one you can kind of see. Puss, I don't know if you'd Google for it. I didn't even bother sending it to you, to be honest. But he had to practice in khakis and a team polo at
How come?
Spring training.
There
in front
was
of
no
everyone.
Spring training has uniforms everywhere.
Yeah, they got rules everywhere. This was a retaliatory prank by members of the Cubs front office. Apparently, this dude parked in car spots reserved for Theo Epstein, the president, and Jed Hoyer, the GM. So the executives had his uniform taken out of his locker, and they put it.
He played in a game?
No. This was practice, but he had to practice the whole time in khakis and a team polo because they're like, well, if you want to park like an executive, you got to dress like an executive in spring training.
Photos him out there throwing the ball around?
I'm sure there's better ones by
khakis?
Now. Yeah, had a ball cap. He just looks like a guy that's there to introduce the player to the media. He's actually the player.
Does Tebow have a hit yet? He was struck out on three pitches by some.
Oh, did you see Matt? It was Max Scherzer.
At three pitches.
Max Scherzer mowed him down in 45 seconds.
He's horrible. He's horrible.
That's great.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.